Artwork Newspaper Issue 238. September-October 2025. Title, A Festival with a Difference. This year the Abbey Isle Colony of Artists, COA, Arts and Community Festival celebrates its 20th anniversary. One of the oldest parts of Edinburgh, the historic colonies were built in 1867 as model dwellings to offer improved and affordable living conditions for the working class and artisans. Kat Chisholm, creative director of COA who has lived in the colonies for nearly 30 years, began co-organizing the event in 2008 alongside her husband who was one of the original founders. Over the years, we've been lucky to have an incredible group of people help us shape and grow the festival into what it is today. It's been a proper community effort from the start, explains Kat. The idea really grew out of two main inspirations. One was the Pittenweem Arts Festival, which has a similar open-door, community-led feel, artists welcoming people into their homes and studios. It's a brilliant example of how art can transform a place. We loved the way Pittenweem invited people into homes, studios, and unexpected corners of the village to experience art up close. That open-door, community-led atmosphere really resonated with us. It wasn't about big institutions or polished galleries, it was about connection, creativity, and place. The second major influence was closer to home, the history of the Abbey Isle colonies themselves. Built in the late 19th century by the Edinburgh Cooperative Building Company, the colonies were designed and built as affordable housing for working people, built by the people, for the people. That spirit of cooperation and mutual support felt like the perfect foundation for a neighborhood arts festival and is at the heart of what we wanted to do with the Colony of Artists. The Colonies is a really special place, the kind of neighborhood where people say hello and somehow end up hosting an arts festival in their front garden, says Kat. The Colonies seem to attract creative people like bees to honey. It's such a warm, welcoming community, and the architecture itself is really unique. You've got these beautiful homes with gardens, all clustered together in a way that encourages connection. It's no wonder artists feel at home here. So while Colony of Artists began with just a few neighbors sharing their work, the bigger idea was always about more than just showcasing art. It's about community, collaboration, and creating something special together, a festival that reflects the character of where we live and brings people together through creativity. Picture, Colony of Artists. Established 2005. It's not just about showcasing art, it's about community, collaboration, and making something special together. And that's also where our bee theme comes from. The beehive was the symbol of the Edinburgh Cooperative Building Society. It represents shared effort, creativity, and community, all things we try to embody in the festival. The first year was just 9 artists opening their homes. It was small and full of charm, mostly just friends, family, and neighbors popping in to see what we were up to. Over the last 20 years it's grown in scale. This year we've got over 110 artists across 56 venues taking part, but we've also expanded beyond the visual arts. Now we've got live music, history talks, walking tours, our street art project, the Abbey Isle Primary Artists in Residence program, and we even have our own festival beer thanks to our long-time collaboration with Campervan Brewery. So while it started as a weekend event, it's become a year-round community arts initiative. The pandemic also changed the format. Before 2020, nearly every artist opened up their home. During lockdown, we adapted by taking the festival outdoors, a real community garden party. That shift stuck, and many now exhibit in their gardens. More than just one weekend in September, the festival is the largest of its kind in the area and is a lifeline for local businesses and the wider community. Throughout the year, COA commissions street art projects and since 2019 have produced more than 20 murals on walls, shutters and windows in order to successfully tackle the graffiti problem in Abbey Isle. Working with other community groups to address local community issues, it is regarded as one of the leading voices of the Abbey Isle community. COA also works in partnership with Abayal Primary School and champions their Artists in Residence program, which began in 2008 and is a first for Scotland. Going forwards, we want to keep it rooted in the community. That's always been the heart of it, neighbours supporting neighbours, artists connecting with visitors over a cuppa and a conversation. As long as we stay true to that ethos, I think the festival will keep thriving. I'd love to see even more partnerships with schools, new public art, and more opportunities for emerging artists to get involved, says Kat. The ethos has always been simple: make art accessible, celebrate creativity, and bring people together. It's about knocking on your neighbor's door and finding a gallery inside. That's still what makes the colony of artists so magical. It's personal, it's playful, and it's full of heart. Colony of Artists Festival, the 20th of September and 21 Abayal Colonies, Edinburgh, colonyofartists.co.uk. Francis Anderson.